This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Father Frank Pavone hosted a D.C. press conference to say that in this election cycle, churches need to stop self-censoring their message on abortion. Pavone says it is not a matter of making the churches political. Rather, clear teaching and preaching would simply help Christians know there is an important difference between public servants that serve the public and those that kill the public. The abortion industry wants the most ardent abortion advocate, Hillary Clinton, to be president next year. Both NARAL and Planned Parenthood have given their endorsements. Tipping their hand as to whom among GOP candidates they think can beat Hillary, they also call Marco Rubio woman's worst nightmare for his pro-life stance. Planned Parenthood's most recent report shows them doing more than one abortion every 2 minutes, earning more than $1.3 billion doing so. This is Life News Radio.
At the Guiding Star Project, we believe in the inherent dignity of every human being, beginning with natural conception and ending with natural death. We believe that every life is unique and holds potential, and that every life deserves celebration, regardless of the circumstances of conception, status, or health. Lighting the way to a culture of life. TheGuidingStarProject.com.
Holland is demonstrating how assisted suicide is intended from the start to grow beyond safety checks and balances. Infanticide has been for years accepted under the Groningen Protocol after diagnosis of expensive problems by those who help manage budgets. Now, almost any indication of consent in years past may be used to deliver what is called termination without consent of those with dementia. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.